to die when what kind of thing. But if you will help,
what kind of help you require?
What?
Why don't you do this thing? This is most important work. It is most important.
Because otherwise we don't have any
access. I'll have to see it.
Our Guru Maharaj began at the same age you are now. And he wrote 100 books. So you can also do now. This is the right age to begin. It's not too late. It's the perfect age.
Then I will have to come to in ISKCON.
Yes.
And you'll have to give me all
facilities. No problem. We are prepared. Wherever you like.
And you'll have to sit with me.
Oh, yeah.
And to discuss. And you'll do all things. I will be...
Actually, you see, the way we should do this is that we should get a proper this translation is not good. We should get someone to give us a translation in English. And then we should sit and do it. And Narayan Maharaj can speak all these things. And then we can write a proper book.
Very, very, very valuable thing.
That's how it should be done. This book is making unnecessarily troublesome. You're having to unravel because English is all wrong.
He has not read all these books. A man can do anything when he has read Ujjwala Nilmani, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, and all the books of Rupa Goswami. Then he will have some idea of all these things. Perhaps he has not done all these things.
See, when we read Brahma Samhita, Brahma Samhita may be difficult English, but it's perfect. Bhakti Siddhanta's words are perfect. But this is all different. It's not the language.
We understood the last chapter.
His Kami Krodhi, how he can do all these things.
We got a lot out of it.
Okay.
I'm trying to stop it.
I'm not.
Kamal Krishna Swami can do.
I'm not suggesting that you stop. I'm just saying. I'm seeing the difference in reading things.
Swamiji have left Kamal Krishna to do all these things.
Rest. And manage everything.
No,
I will help you.
We should do these things.
No, we won't. I mean, it's such an analogy.
Yeah.
Very good.
There's a very good devotee, Satyanarayan Das, who knows Hindi and he knows Sanskrit.
Yes.
Oh.
Nice boy.
Yes, I know.
Very
intelligent.
In
Vrindavan?
He studies with...
M-Tech.
M-Tech.
He was.
M-Tech.
Engineering line.
But now he's...
Long time ago. No, now he studies with Haridas Shastri.
Sandobis.
What name?
Satyanarayan Das.
He stays in
foreign person.
No, Indian.
He's in ISKCON. He stays with us. And he teaches Sanskrit.
Know him.
In the Gurukul. He teaches Sanskrit. But he's a very good devotee.
Maharaj knows him very well. When Maharaj reached there in ISKCON and lectured, he translated many times.
He's studying Sandob. Sandhava with Haridas Shastri.
He would be very good to translate
Hindi.
The Hindi.
He's meeting you when? This afternoon?
Yeah, I'm seeing him this afternoon. So we go on, but I can read if you just tell me where you want me to read.
I keep telling you.
Where? You show me.
You stopped.
You just want me, but he's. Alright, I'll keep reading. Rati is another name for the first sprouting of God consciousness. Which is called the sprout of divine love by some.
What is the Sanskrit meaning?
What is the Sanskrit meaning of the sprout of divine love?
Abhiman.
Sprout of divine love. Rati is another name for the first sprouting of God consciousness, which is called the sprout of divine
Rati,
love.
Rati.
So what is that meaning, sprout of divine love? Sprout means the beech becomes fructified.
Sprout of divine love.
here is not that. Nothing like this. Here he has told that the another name of bhav is rati. And this is called premankur. Premankur. Ankur means from seed.
Yes.
Sprout.
सर्वप्रकाशिका स्वरूप शक्ति की संबित नामक वृत्ति को शुद्ध सत्व कहा जा सकता है.
सो इट्स द स्प्राउट ऑफ
प्रेम.
प्रेम. ओके. स्प्राउट ऑफ प्रेम. It's the beginning of prem. Rati is the beginning of prem.
Yes.
That's the meaning.
Not so simple.
The mental propensity. You want me to go on?
Yeah, yeah.
The mental propensity called consciousness, which is an aspect of all enlightening power of the real self, may be said to be unalloyed self-consciousness.
Here he is telling. Yeah. You know, Sarup Shakti. Samvid is also Sarup Shakti. A part of Sarup Shakti.
Samvid is also Chit.
So, in Sarup Shakti, Samvid Vritti is called Suddha Sattva. It lives in the heart of Pragatmika Jan. And from there, it pours out in the heart of the devotee. Then it is called a Suddha Sattva. When it mixes with Hladini Vritti,
yes.
Sambit and Hladini Vritti. Sambit means bhavana, bhav. And Hladini means anand. Both when compiled and being in the heart of Ragatmika Jan, it is called Suddha Sattva.
So that was our...
The propensity of consciousness produces the real knowledge of an object, and the propensity of pure joy makes one taste that object. Real knowledge comes from the all-enlightening mental propensity, which is an aspect of the real power of that supreme object, Krishna. This real knowledge does not come from any propensity of human consciousness. Through divine mercy, or through the mercy of a devotee, when divine consciousness dawns in human heart, then...
Dawns.
Dawns means awakens. Comes. It awakens.
Awakens.
In the human heart. Then, and then alone, the propensity of divine
heart?
In the human heart.
Human?
Human being. In the human
being. Human? Why he used human being?
He says so.
Huh?
He says like that.
It is quite wrong. Huh? Mm. In Suddha Jiva Hirda.
In a pure
soul. Pure soul. Devotee's
heart.
Heart.
Yeah. It's wrong what he has.
Wrong.
In the heart, then and then alone, the propensity of divine consciousness begins to work in human heart. When this condition is fulfilled, the real knowledge of the world of pure consciousness is revealed.
So when one is pure, our understanding of this is when one is pure and then he gets the Ladini Shakti of the Lord, he gets some seed of that by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of Krishna's devotee, then his love of God begins to come in his own heart. Sprout is the word. It comes within his own heart. And then he understands everything. This is our...
This is... By the Sambit and Hladini. And this will come by the grace of God or devotees. Krishna are his devotees.
This is explained in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in Adi Lila. It explains the same point about Ladini and Sambit.
So this
Madhya Dukha Dambini, it is has been described very, very vividly.
So this is when one achieves the mercy of a pure devotee, this happens. And then that pure devotee prays to Krishna, please you be merciful on him.
No like need, that? No need to pray Krishna. If he is my friend, I take his anything and I can. Anything of Krishna is mine.
So he can just take, pure devotee can just take.
You know that by doing this, Krishna will be very satisfied.
With the devotee. So, but
anyhow,
the Kripa of Krishna comes through devotees,
not directly from Krishna.
So the first stage of that is Rati or Bhava. After that, seed begins to grow, it is Bhava. And then it explains a little further down over here.
Ruchi. The word Ruchi, or liking, comprises desire for attainment, desire for favor, and desire for friendship. Ruchi, speaking of Ruchi.
So it sounds like that first Bhava comes and then Ruchi. This is what it seems to say.
But here it appears like that.
Ruchi will be always. In beginning also. And after Bhava also, after Prem also. In every state Ruchi will be.
But just growing.
Growing. Become deeply and deeply.
And then later it describes that when Bhava comes, then the first stages of of symptoms speak of ecstasy, Mahabhava's sattvikas. The symptoms like
life.
Of love of God.
In bhav, rati
brings
shantir, abhyarthakalottam, viraktir, manushunyata,
asabandha,
samutkantha, namgane, sadaruchi, asakti tad, gunakhyane, prittad, vasati, sthalir, ityadyo, bhav.
The abhichari bhavs.
No.
These are the symptoms of
bhav. These are symptoms of bhav, in rati.
But he was talking about the
Shanti. You have read this shloka. Shanti means it.
This shloka is from Bhakti Rasamrita.
His thing is the symptoms like hair standing on end.
Oh, these are astrasattvic bhav. Not that.
This is what it describes here.
What's your question?
What's your question about that?
Well, we're just trying to make sure I understand what's going on.
Here's a question you have.
What?
Yeah, there's some specific things here. Here, listen to this. It says at the end. At the end about Ruchi, at the very end where he's talking about Ruchi, he says, Ruchi, or liking, is in fact self-realism, self-realism, or self-relishing. Yet to creatures in bondage, it seems tasting of Krishna and his amorous pastimes. We could not understand this. Then Brajanath speaks. You see, it is just here. It is just before Brajanath speaking. We want to know this part. Then Brajanath says, is there any variety of God consciousness? But just before this, we want to know.
Here, ruchi means not that ruchi. First, ki, adu, sabdha. After that, sadhu sangha, anarthana vritti, nishtha and ruchi.
Not
that. It is after bhav. Here, ruchi means, how can I have darshan of Radha and Krishna? And how can I serve Krishna and Radha and Gopis? And how I can attain the affection of Krishna and Radha? That is called ruchi here. And by this, if heart become taral,
melted.
Then it is called bhav. This is the lakshan. আমাদের ভারী বালা যে কাছে যে রাখা আছে ওই রকম সাধারণ understand something?
Yes.
Ruchi?
Yes.
At first ruchi will come. When sthai bhava will come. And first thing in glance will come ruchi. Ruchi means how can I have darshan of all? How I will have seva of Krishna? And his by thinking all these things, his heart becomes melted. Then we should know that bhav has come. If heart becomes to melt. There is a shlok.
Bhavar katha kothare is shlok ta. Suddho sapta vise sadhama prima suryang samabhag ruchiri chitta masrinam kidasu bhav uchchate.
That is called shlok. In he is describing, giving meaning of that shlok. Of Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. What is called bhav? Suddho sapta
বিশেষ আত্মা
প্রেম সূর্যাংশ প্রেম সূর্যাংশ সাম্য ভাগ রুচি শুদ্ধ সত্ত্ব ভাট ইজ শুদ্ধ সত্ত্ব ইজ গিভেন শুদ্ধ সত্ত্ব এন্ড ভাব ইজ প্রেম রূপ ইজ সূর্য এন্ড দি ফার্স্ট গ্লান্স অফ সূর্য ইট ইজ কল্ড ভাব ইফ ইউ বি see prem ajasam, then bhav is abhas of and sudh sattva vishishatma prema sudh jan samba ruchi bhi chin and that I told that three kinds of ruchi and when heart becomes melted but not so much if it is so much then it is called prem and very little then it is called bhav.
And that is based on the specific knowledge of rasas, based on who you are, and it can only take place.
Who are you, man? Here, you are dasya, sakha, basalya, madhu. Yes. That is called.
So, and that comes at the beginning of bhav, to under that stai bhav, comes at the beginning of bhav, and that and intensifies the desire so much, carries you to prema.
Huh. When it will be very thick, that is called prem.
Yeah.
And when it is not so thick, then it is bhava. Yeah.
So there's the next question. It appears to be a mental propensity, a tendency of the mind.
But not this mind.
Mind.
Uh-huh.
That mind.
Spiritual mind.
A spiritual mind.
And then it says, it appears to be tasting Krishna and his pastimes, but it is not. It is actually the soul, the nature of the soul. You're not tasting Krishna, but you're tasting the nature of the soul. That's what it says here, right?
It says that the
last sentence. It's the last sentence. Yes.
Ruchi, or liking, is in fact self-realism, or self-relishing.
Hmm.
Yet to creatures in bondage, it seems tasting of Krishna and his amorous pastimes. Hmm.
A Baddhaji, best man and said.
No, Baddhaji, what does it mean?
Baddhaji,
conditioned soul,
will see it in another aspect.
How will he see it? In what aspect? What will he see, the Baddhaji?
Baddhaji,
how will it appear to him?
That Baddhaji, we are Baddhaji, we will hear the pastimes of Krishna and weep. Sometimes so many kinds of bhav will come by pastimes. But really we have no
realization.
That is it.
It is not Swarup Siddhi.
Not sir.
This is the meaning of this.
He has not come in Swarup Siddhi. Mm-hmm. But yet Baddhaji can.
But he's feeling.
Mantra Upasana.
No, Mantra Upasana is in sadhan. Then we are something apart. Mantra Mayi.
Then this here is not Mantra Upasana.
This is in bhav.
Then.
But it is still not prema.
Svarasaki.
For Muktajiv are those who are Raganuga and